Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Nicole is on the line today. She joins us for Am I Wrong? Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hey.
Hey.
We're good. Megan's here, too.
Hey, Megan.
What's up?
I know. It's surprising. Nicole, what is your issue today that we can help you with?
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I'm having an argument with my fiance.
Uh-huh.
So have you seen that commercial? There's a wedding where there's a buddy live streaming the wedding.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then he doesn't have a signal or whatever. And the guy jumps in and says, you need a new service.
Right.
You okay? I've seen that commercial.
My fiance wants to live stream our wedding. I do not want our wedding live streamed. You know?
Wait, for real?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Why does he want to live stream your wedding?
He says he wants to live stream it for the people who can't be there. But I mean, seriously, we've got a videographer. We've got a photographer.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't want my wedding on the internet where everyone and anyone's mother can, like, check it out. That's weird.
Well, yeah, and it's like you're kind of rubbing it in the face of people that you didn't invite.
Right, like, you didn't get an invite, but you can watch it on TV.
Right.
That's, you're not important enough to be there, but, you know, be there on your computer.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
all right.
That's kind of weird.
What is your fiance's name?
His name is Dave.
All right, let's call Dave and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Dave?
Yeah.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing well.
Awesome news.
Cool.
Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Dave, do you know who this is?
I do not know.
Great.
Okay, good. Well, you're very friendly to strangers. Dave, my name is Mark Kane. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Dave.
We are the host. Hey. Oh, hi. Yeah, we host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Okay.
We actually have your fiance on the phone, Nicole, too.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
She told us that you want to live stream your wedding. Is that true?
That is true. Absolutely.
Why do you want to live stream the wedding, just out of curiosity?
Well, first of all, live streaming is the thing. Everyone is doing live streaming. There's no big issue surrounding it.
I think it's a good point.
Great opportunity to share part of your life with someone.
Okay.
And secondly, there are people that can't go to the wedding, so I'd love them to have access to the very thing that is special to us.
The wedding.
Yes.
Who can't be there? We've invited the people we want to invite.
Does that just mean your Facebook friends?
Wait a minute. How many people did you invite to your wedding?
We invited 200.
So who are these 500 people that you want to live stream to, Dave?
People we couldn't accommodate, people who, we weren't able to invite that I believe would be interested.
This is like when you go to church and the sanctuary is full, so they put you in the gym and they pipe in the TV. Megan doesn't go to church, so
yeah,
she has no idea
what
I'm talking
you're
about.
Talking about.
Okay. Or like graduation. You can't get graduation tickets, but you can watch it on... No, Megan,
you
never...
You can live stream. I watched my graduated friend's graduation on live stream, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, but Nicole, why don't you want it live streamed to the people that you couldn't invite?
If I didn't invite them, then I did not want to have them there. So
right.
I don't want, and it'd be creepy because, like, what if something happens? Something weird. What if I trip? What if I cry? And then it's out there on the internet for everybody to see forever and ever.
Yeah. Then you go viral. And you're super
Maybe
famous.
That's what Dave wants.
All right, hang on one second, you two. We have some people on the line to comment here. Hang on, don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Hey, great, Taylor. What do you want to say about live streaming the wedding? Is that something you should do, or is this a private event that you maybe don't do?
I don't know. All I can think of is the Verizon commercial where the guy messes it up. Like, would you be devastated if it didn't go through? Would that ruin the whole day for the groom?
Well, and that's the other thing, too. You don't want somebody, like, in the audience trying to, like, they stand up and they're walking around trying to get a signal or a better angle or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, would you have to hire someone for that? Like,
you know what? I mean, I find
that... You could use, like, a friend, but I just still feel like it's awkward no matter what.
Yeah.
I find that there are things that are better. Here's the thing, too. Live streaming a wedding, I mean, that's long. Weddings are not short. So if you're probably better off editing up a short little, you know, 2-minute compilation video and uploading that later on.
Yeah.
But that's why you get a videographer.
Right. That's exactly right.
Right. And that's what she said is they do have one. So I don't really understand the point of doing both.
I'm with her on this.
I mean, I guess. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I mean, and I guess here's the thing. If I'm invited to a wedding, the first thing I think is, oh, crap, I got to go to a wedding. So if for some reason I'm not invited, the last thing I'm going to do is sit around on my phone and watch it.
Yeah, that's so awkward. And you can like see who's watching and stuff. And then it's like, oh, I forgot to invite this person. And now they're watching my wedding.
Now the honeymoon I would watch.
Ew.
Okay, never mind.
Creep.
340-9595 WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Joe.
Hey, Joe, what'd you want to say about live streaming the wedding? Good idea or horrible idea?
I think there could be a way to live stream it to just certain people. It doesn't have to go to everyone.
Is there?
Yeah, there is, but that gets really complicated and, you know, people, I mean, you got to make it easy for people. But
I mean, I feel like the only way that's acceptable is if it's like somebody's having a medical issue and they can't make it. You know what I mean? Like somebody like that.
Oh, and then you like FaceTime one-on-one.
Well, yeah, like you said.
That's not a bad idea either. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Maybe it's something serious, but not just for like all your Facebook friends.
You know what the other thing you have to watch out about when you do the live stream? The comments. Make sure you disable those.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want people to go like, she shouldn't be wearing white. You know? 340, because that's what I would comment.
Yeah,
340-9595. What do you think? Hey, Brittany from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Brittany. What do you want to say about this live streaming of the wedding?
I wouldn't do it because you know the world is crazy and there's a lot of people killing people for no reason. And so if you live stream a wedding and someone you don't like watches and they know the location, they can easily go there and mess up your wedding. If it's a private event, just like keep it private. There's no reason to make it so public because the world is crazy.
So you think you want to keep it private so that you don't get murdered at your wedding?
Yeah, because people are crazy. You don't know what they might do.
That's a great point. Terrible way to think about it.
Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Hopefully there's nobody in your life that would want to kill you on your wedding day.
Yeah, hopefully not.
But you know, a lot of people they've got ex-girlfriends and
maybe
boyfriends.
Maybe they're jealous, yeah.
Maybe they are jealous. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
You never know.
Michael from the West Side, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
Grand, you know, nothing much, just hanging out. What'd you want to say, Michael?
Hey, I just wanted to offer this guy some advice. My wife and I just celebrated our 23rd year anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
And, I appreciate that. I'm a very, very lucky man. You know, the advice I have is marriage is about compromise, man. You know, and if he's a smart man, he will start off his marriage on a good foot and go ahead and make compromise and make his future wife a happy lady. And I think it'll benefit him down the road.
Right. And for all you unmarried guys, compromise means just do what she wants and don't question it.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I like that.
We really appreciate it. It's like, just compromise and, you know, don't do it. That's what that means. Well, Dave, look, a lot of people are siding with your fiance on this one. It's a private event. Yeah, I know, right? Private event. You invite the people that you want there, and if people can't come, that's their loss.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think it's a great idea.
Right. Okay.
Well, maybe watch a little bit less of cell phone commercials.
Here's another thought. Maybe, you know, what you do is you just get one of your friends to live stream it, but just don't tell Nicole.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah. You know, what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
There you go. That's what I'm here for. Hang on one second, you two.
Whose side are you on, Mark?
I'm on everybody's side. I'm a people pleaser.
Hear Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.